Courage to Change, One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon. July 14th. I didn't know how great a burden my guilt was until I made amends and gained release from it. I never wanted to face the harm I'd done in the past. Consequently, without knowing it, I carried guilt with me most of the time. Making amends has helped me to put the past behind me and move on with a clear conscience. My self-esteem has grown ever since, and I feel much better about myself. But I had a problem. The person I felt I owed the most amends to is no longer living. Deep in my heart, I knew she had understood and forgiven me, but I could not forgive myself for the harm I had done. How could I make amends? After much prayer and thought, I realized that I couldn't change the past. All I could do was to change my present behavior. Now, when I feel tempted to shirk a responsibility, I can remember my friend and reconsider my choice. Each time I talk to a newcomer, chair a meeting, or share my story, I am making amends to my friend. Today's reminder. I can't make past wrongs disappear, but I can take actions that will help me to let them go. When I make amends, I do what I can to correct the situation. Then I can put the past in its rightful place and leave it there. Let me remember that the reason for making amends is to free my own mind of uneasiness. The Dilemma of the Alcoholic Marriage. From the book, Courage to Change, copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright, Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.